From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your Culture Calendar, sponsored by the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Marano. A Thread Through Roanoke, a portrait exhibition by artist Whitney C. Brock, opens at Art on First in downtown Roanoke this Sunday, June 1st. Brock captured some of the leaders in the Roanoke region through 10 oil paintings, including former Carilion Clinic CEO Nancy Agee and Roanoke Mayor Joe Cobb. The exhibit at Art on First runs June 1st through the 28th. This Sunday's grand opening from 1 to 4 also features a ribbon cutting for what is now a nonprofit art gallery. Brock will bring in some special guests on Sunday.
So I've got John Mural, who's coming to do an art talk. He's doing all the fabulous new murals around town that are just ramping up our culture like nobody's business. I was kind of shocked as I was going through the list of artists in our community, and I've never met them. We need to band together, and we need to do more things together.
Art on First has a number of artists that will hold demonstrations in June. See the artonfirst.org website for details. Over 100 artists will be on hand this weekend in downtown Roanoke for the annual Sidewalk Art Show on Saturday and Sunday in the Market Square area. It's also a fundraiser for Taubman Museum of Art Programs, where Cindy Peterson is the executive director.
Work displayed and for sale, from drawing and printmaking, fine craft and jewelry, to mixed media, painting, and photography and sculpture.
Mill Mountain Theater presents Hits of the 1960s this Friday and Saturday nights, with vocalists taking on performers from the Beatles to Aretha Franklin and the Supremes. Mill Mountain music director Cindy Blevins with WDBJ7.
You know, if you think about it, the 60s music paved the way for everything.
Food, music, traditional dancing, the 24th annual Roanoke Lebanese Festival returns this Friday through Sunday at St. Elias Catholic Church on Cove Road in Roanoke. Grape leaves, meat pies, kebabs, Lebanese baklava, and more. Renee Turk is on the festival committee.
It's a meaningful way to foster community, to share the rich heritage of faith and culture that we cherish. Through events like these, we cultivate civility and understanding through people being able to meet us, to taste the food, to be able to understand.
Meet the Artist at Blue Ridge PBS Studios in Roanoke welcomes Lynchburg watercolor painter Amy Woods this Thursday from 4 to 7 p.m. There's a reception and piano music as well. Party in Elmwood returns this Thursday evening as well, with 11 nights of live music through August 28th at Elmwood Park. A songwriter's night in Roanoke at the Spot on Kirk this Friday, featuring William Seymour, Hoppy Vaughn, and other local musicians. The Red Knot Chili Peppers at Five Points Music Sanctuary this Friday. At the Virginia Museum of Transportation, the 611 Steam Locomotive 75th Anniversary Celebration, sponsored by Norfolk Southern, this Friday from 4 to 8 p.m. and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The VMT says patrons can look forward to a fun, immersive, and family-friendly event. The third annual Rockabilly Music Festival at VMT is this Saturday night as well. And the Summer Arts Festival in Blacksburg, a collaboration between the town and Virginia Tech, is just underway. It includes music jams every Wednesday night at the Blacksburg Market Square, live theater, free concerts, and art exhibitions. Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR Culture Calendar.
Hello, I'm Ginger Poole with Mill Mountain Theater. Thank you to the Roanoke Cultural Endowment for sponsoring the Cultural Calendar. Mill Mountain Theater is Roanoke's only professional theater and has something for everyone. Comedy, drama, musicals, concerts, the Fringe series, youth shows, classes, camps, and more. Go to millmountain.org for more information.